Steve and Kathleen Twardy of Cultured Pop believe 100% in the Great Lakes State's ability to thrive on its own agriculture, which is the reason their store on W. Portage Avenue is filled with Michigan-made products. "We have everything in this state except for citrus," Kathleen Twardy said. "You can get dairy, beef, pork, chicken, eggs, and most of your fruits and vegetables. If you think about it, the Upper Peninsula, up, has everything that is really needed." Tall thimbleberry bushes grow throughout North America, but Twardy was quick to identify Michigan as its hub. "If you have never tried a thimbleberry, just imagine a small, bright red raspberry, slightly more intense in flavor. Thimbleberries are mostly grown in the Keweenaw Peninsula because the soil has to be high in copper," explained Twardy. "It's a very short season. Pickers have to beat the bears to thimbleberries because bears love them. The season just ended. It runs from late July into mid-August. I'm waiting on my thimbleberry jam. It is now the time to collect berries, and Keweenaw Kitchens has already started jarring the sweet tart fruit, soon to be sold at Cultured Pop." Twardy excitedly awaits its arrival, as do many eager customers. "What Steve and I would love to do is make a thimbleberry vinegar," she said. The Twardys produce an array of Lake Superior oil and vinegar flavors. Michigan maple syrup contains a white balsamic base with a sweet aroma. Michigan Montmorency cherry has a red balsamic base with a hint of the heart-shaped fruit's flavoring. Raspberry is a raspberry-infused balsamic vinegar. Likewise, UP Each's peachy balsamic taste caters to most palates. "Looking for something to add to the dinner dish? Try Keweenaw, which includes Kalamata olive oil. Kalamata is a rather large, dark brown olive named after the city of Kalamata in the southern Peloponnese of Greece. Another flavor culinary customers love to buy up is chili mac. This chili-infused vinegar is sure to spruce up pasta or stir-fry dinner dish. There is no shortage of balsamic vinegar options to choose from on the store's shelves. Everything is imported from Italy," said Twardy. "We make, bottle, label, and distribute them all over the state. We have 10 wholesale accounts. Cultured Pop all started as its name implies, popcorn. When this space became available, we wanted to have some unique products in here," said Twardy. "So, I started making popcorn. Soon, other made-in-Michigan foods and condiments started popping out of the woodwork. Apparently, plain popcorn sells just fine on its own. But many customers come into the store looking for new, appealing flavors. There is no shortage of that at Cultured Pop. Fall is just around the corner, and its maple, pumpkin spice pumpkin pie popcorn helps get consumers in a warm and cozy spirit. There is no hurry. Autumn is not here yet. Maybe fiesta-flavored taco popcorn or cheesy pizza popcorn is just what taste buds need to replace those fun, summer cravings with healthier options. It is important to the Twardys that they incorporate ideas from their closest family members and friends. Perhaps that is why Flower Power Popcorn is such a powerful seller. Made with lavender and honey, it's easily their daughter, Jenna's, favorite. Next up is Dylan's Addiction Popcorn, named after their son whose go-to comfort food happens to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. The citrus, basil hipster popcorn was inspired by their son, Ethan, who the Twardys say is always marching to the beat of his own drum and totally rocks it out. The late Sharon H. Kennedy, former Chippewa Register of Deeds, received a popcorn flavor in her memory, Kennedy Corn. This special flavor could be just as unique as Ethan's, tasting of nutritional yeast, sprinkled with Gamaccio and Himalayan sea salt. Like the store's multiple vinegar choices, these examples do not even touch on the options available. There is so much to choose from. Walking around Cultured Pop, nut lovers might be surprised to find Ferris Coffee and Nut Co. The coffee and nut roaster was established in 1924 and is currently located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. "They make all kinds of different nut mixes," said Twardy. Near the nuts, shoppers can find Johnny Almond Nut Company produced almonds, straight out of Flint, Michigan. "They have cinnamon almond, cinnamon pecan, and honey salt cashews," Twardy said, picking up a nearby Michigan-made mint. "Did you know that St. John's was once the mint capital of the world? It is now, most fittingly, home to Hanover Chocolates. They started out really small in their garage and they have, since, moved into a larger production facility," Twardy said. "These mints are not artificial. They are the real deal, which is why the Twardys sell them at Cultured Pop." Like any made-in-Michigan food store, customers will find honey galore. The brand sold at Cultured Pop is Northern Michigan Honey, located next door in Pickford. We buy about 4,000 to 5,000 pounds from them per year, said Twardy. Neighboring honey on the shelves is Bestman Maple Syrup of Rudyard. They do something called a constant boil system, not reverse osmosis, Twardy said. We have three different types of maple syrup that we sell here because they all taste just a little bit different. The family still uses wood to fire up the evaporator. Moving along to salty treats, the Twardies have recently discovered Ned's Pretzels out of Lapeer. Ned donates a portion of all of his profits to anti-bullying and anti-violence programs, said Twardy, always willing to support a noble cause. Needless to say, they stocked some shelves with goodies from Ned's. On the next shelf sit salsas, barbecue sauces, mustards, and jam from a little Mennonite company outside of Traverse City. Vendor Scotty Ohati sauces come straight out of Motor City. Owner Scotty Owen started his culinary journey in 2011 and has seen much success. Only the brave dare to try his Reaper de Muerte hot sauce. Cultured Pop also sells hot sauce selections from Uncle Bob's of Frankenmuth. If in the mood for something milder, Pam's pantry section is filled with seasonings to make some unique homemade dips. There are sweet ones, and there are savory ones, Twardy said. She has 120 different varieties. Cultured Pop also carries Great Lakes potato chips out of Traverse City to dip into Pam's pantry mixes. It's a father-son company that has become really, really large, she said. According to the Great Lakes Potato Chips website, Ed Gerbick and his son, Chris, loaded their Dodge truck with 1,500 pounds of potatoes for the first time in 2009. It was enough to make about 600 bags of handcrafted kettle chips. Great Lakes potato chips can also be found in Meijer, Spartan, Sam's Club, and seasonally at Costco. Looking for something to wash it all down, Cultured Pop has you covered with several Michigan-made beverages to choose from. Yes, glassed Faygo soda pop varieties are included in its wide selection. Faygo from a glass bottle is completely different from Faygo in plastic or a can because they use real sugar versus high fructose corn syrup, Twardy explained. The Twardies also sell soda from Mud Lake Farm in Hudsonville. Owners Steve and Chris Van Heitsma have strayed away from artificial flavoring in their craft sodas, using cordial as a base. This golden maple root beer comes from Michigan Maple Farms, said Twardy, opening the cooler to showcase other options. We have Shine Water. Shine Water is actually a Michigan company. It's basically water infused with vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. So, it's going to hydrate you better than just regular water. Then we have Guernsey Lemonade, which is also known as the Mackinac Island Bicycle Basket Lemonade. It's a really great little lemonade. Other Michigan-made soda choices are available. There is, yet, another store vendor with a story all her own called Urban Vine, located in Clarkston. One of the things that Amy Vine does is employ developmentally and mentally handicapped adults over the age of 26, Twardy said, smiling. They work on her farm. They make these little teas, salves, and soaps to make a living wage. She is expanding her company to bring in children from urban areas, so she can teach them about farming. Next up is not only Twardy's childhood favorite, but a Youper favorite as well, Trenary Toast. Jorma Sairanen established Trenary Home Bakery in 1928. Word of her double-baked Finnish coffee bread quickly spread through the state. Its website reads that Trenary Toast captures the spirit and unique culture of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Non-food items are also sold at Cultured Pop, like pottery and coasters. Everything else in here is made, produced, stitched, etched or created in Michigan, said Twardy, showing off the Norris Seward collection. The photographs are all from the UP. He does a really good job photographing boats. When opening this May, Cultured Pop brought in La Tulip Pottery and Tileworks of Garden, Michigan. They now sell La Tulip mugs, rasping bowls, magnets, and wall hangings. Cultured Pop has seen its share of success this season, showing no sign of slowing until its set seasonal closure date of October 31. No worries, it will reopen on May 1, 2023 because, we believe that Michigan is one of the best states in the country. What better way to prove this than a shop selling made in Michigan products? In order to check out all Cultured Pop has to offer, Look for yourself at 341 W Portage Avenue, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. Cultured Pop is open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lake Superior. Oil and vinegar products can also be found at the Twardy's Health Food Store, Harmony Health Foods at 217 Ashmont Street, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call 906-632-4077 for information on any of these products and more.